Welcome back to the Jeff Porch Show at FM Talk 106.5, 34 minutes after the hour on this Monday morning. Hope everyone's having a good Monday morning as far as Mondays go. But appreciate you listening. I want to bring on my next guest. He's running for Congress for Alabama's 1st Congressional District. He's the Republican nominee, and he's also Mobile County Commissioner. Jerry Carl joins us on the line. Commissioner, how are you this morning?
I am wonderful, Jeff. Thank you so much for letting me get on and express some thoughts.
Well, we always appreciate it. First up, the campaign, following you on social media, looks like you're still hitting the campaign trail pretty hard, taking nothing for granted. How is that going?
Well, there's two ways to run, unopposed and scared to death, and I'm proud to report we're scared to death. We're staying busy. We've still got our full team put together, and we're making every event. Of course, the COVID situation has got us a little bit knocked off balance, but we're making more and more appearances and talking to more and more people, and you know, it's looking very positive. We're getting excited.
What are you hearing out there? I mean, it seems like the dominant news story in our lives is COVID-19, but there's so many other storylines going on. Does it remain to be pandemic related?
You know, I was up in Washington for the last 2 weeks, two different times, and up there it's still a ghost town, and everyone treats it very strange. Down here, life is pretty much normal. I mean, I wear my mask, and I think most people do. My biggest fear is we're going to shut the economy back down if we have another serious outbreak, and that's my inner fears. But I think most people are respecting it. We're keeping our distances. We're doing what we need to do. I think folks in Alabama have done a great job. I'm very proud of what we've done and how we've done it. Of course, we all want to get away from it. We all want to go back to a completely normal life, and I'll lead the charge on that one.
Yeah, that a lot of people echo that. You just mentioned your trip up to Washington. One of your trips up to Washington, I guess it's your most recent one. You got to go spend some time with Donald Trump. You and what could be your colleague, freshman colleague, Barry Moore, right there front and center. What's your takeaways from your trip to the White House?
Wow. The room's not as big as I thought it would be. It's that the Oval Office is a little bit smaller than what they make it look like on TV. But, yeah, you know, it was 40 minutes, and it was 40 minutes of us getting to share some ideas with him. We talked about our race. We talked about his race in our district. We also, you know, we addressed, he brought up the issues, of appointing the judge, and we gave him our opinion on that. He actually gave us three names, and he was primarily asking the ladies in the room. He wanted their opinion on which I found even more interesting on appointment of that judge. He really focused in on them and their opinion. So he's been pretty sensitive on this appointment. I think he's picked an incredible person. She is just outstanding in as a human being. I mean, her academic background, I mean, I was talking to one of the retired judges yesterday. He called me at home and was talking to me about her. He'd had some dealings with her somewhere, just talking about how professional she truly was and how she's really committed not only to her faith but to the Constitution, which that's what we need in office. I mean, we need people that are going to put, you know, our Constitution first, not third or fourth.
Yeah, it's going to be, though, I think for this cycle, here it is smack dab in the middle of a presidential cycle. You'll have this confirmation process underway in the middle of October when all the heat of the battle is. Does it become the dominant campaign discussion, you think?
You know, I think it is an incredible incentive to get conservative voters to get out and vote. If I had to pick one topic, let's just assume they cannot get her appointed or approved by election day. Let's just assume that for a moment. I couldn't think of a better reason for it to encourage people to get out and vote. We have to have that vote in that seat. We have to, as conservative Americans. I mean, there's no options here. So from a pure political standpoint, to have that and to talk about that going through an election would be absolutely incredible. Now, they're going to try to fill it. That's exactly what the president told us. They're going to make every effort they can to fill it. With at that time, he said whomever his pick was. Of course, ACB was, and that's what I call her, just abbreviated. But I, that was he certainly asked us about her too.
Well, the interesting thing is, I guess it remains to be seen. Did Democrats learn anything from the Kavanaugh experience? Because I think most people would agree that they maybe overplayed their hand, and that hurt them in 2018. Is that clear to me what Democrats are going to do here, other than scream and shout that this is an illegitimate appointment or whatever? I don't think that's going to stick. But nonetheless, if Democrats go overboard here, then that could really help Republicans' chances in November.
Yeah, and I'm watching some stuff on Facebook, and I know it's people's opinion, so I'll leave it at that. But, you know, they're attacking her because she, quote-unquote, you know, adopted two black children to make her look better, and her religious beliefs are too strong to be serving in that office. I mean, they're coming out with statements like that, and that plays right into the hands of the conservative Americans. I mean, we're so strong about being against abortion that adopting a child is a child, regardless of the color of the child's skin. So, you know, for them to come out and attack her adopting two black children, I think just goes in the face of everything that conservatives stand for. So I think they're doing a good job of playing in our hands. I don't know how you can attack a lady like that. She's got an incredible pedigree, as far as education and her background. I don't know what they can do to her, and I'm sure they can be very creative. One thing I know about politics, it doesn't have to be the truth. You just have to repeat it enough till people start believing it, and I think that's what you're going to hear there. But 30 days out, this article breaking on Trump and his taxes, and you know, there's just so many distractions all of a sudden that I just don't think it's going to get much of a foothold. I think we'll see her appointed. I really do.
You mentioned that New York Times story. You're a businessman, and you understand, like, I mean, the tax code, it isn't ideal. I agree with that, and it's riddled with loopholes and carve outs. But you play the hand you're dealt. And my takeaway from this is he was dealt.
Yeah, and you pay people to find ways of avoiding paying taxes, but the tax system is set up where that money is invested, which creates more jobs. I mean, theoretically, it's as simple as that. So if he was able to, and I had some young people in my office today, I was talking about the 2 years I can remember I did not pay any taxes personally, was 2 years that I had horrible losses. And I'll take paying taxes over losses any day. Don't think for a second any business person is looking for deliberate losses. That is, I can't imagine any businessman thinking that way. But, you know, I think this is silly. This is the same people that delivered Russia to us and all the, the reasons why Trump shouldn't be in office. These are the same people. If he did not pay any taxes, good for him. That means he played it by the book. Now, they're questioning his investments and stuff like that. I heard you say earlier, you know, he may not be the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I think he's got a few of us beat.
Yeah,
darn sharp.
I don't think you're going to win that argument that he hasn't been successful or that he is broke and just all of this is some kind of carnival act or something. I don't think people that is going to sell in a way that's going to win you a presidential election. But that seems to be what the play is here.
You know, and we've got to get Trump back in there. You look at. Biden, and Biden is promising everyone to raise taxes. I spoke at a small church yesterday for a period of time, and their biggest concern was taxes. And quite honestly, you know, I didn't have to bring it up. They brought it up. You know, they're supporting Donald Trump for tax purposes. You know, they don't want to see these higher taxes coming down from the Democrats. And by the way, this was of a minority-based church, so it's not what you would typically, find a Republican candidate speaking at, and they welcomed me with open arms. Had a great time. But anyway, we need to take this election very serious, especially those of us that have family and friends that live outside of Alabama. Trump's going to win, and we had this conversation with the president. He's going to win Alabama hands down. But, you know, we get into Florida and Ohio and Wisconsin and even Maine. Maine is becoming a player with their three votes. So, you know, we really need to encourage our families to in these other states to get out and vote, you know, Republican. Now, vote straight ticket. I mean, there's no better message to send the Democrat Party, send AOL and or AOC and that bunch. There's no better message than to send them a straight ticket. And they understand that they can lose across the board if they keep coming up with these bizarre ideas of attacking our freedoms and our rights and raising taxes.
Joined by Mobile County Commissioner Jerry Carl here on the program. Debate tomorrow night. You have any expectations?
Well, I heard someone had quoted one of the people that was getting Biden ready for the debate, and they said they were trying to get him ready for a knife fight, knowing that Trump was going to show up at a knife fight with a gun. So it ought to be entertaining. I think that's sad. I think the Democrat Party could have done much, much better than Sleepy Joe. And we need to, you know, I think our president will do very well tomorrow night. I hope he keeps his insults to a minimum, though.
Yeah,
Spending 40 minutes with him, that's his personality. That's who that is. That's that man.
How speaking of your trip to Washington D.C., did you get the sense? What else were you able to take away from that? Now that you're you got a path to the U.S. Congress.
He is very committed to the United States and making life better for not just him, but you know his all of our families. I mean, that commitment is there, and in every word he says, it's there. And he's obviously a strategist. I mean, he really came across in some neat ways. But I'll tell you one thing that I did get to do, which haven't talked much about it, but I got to go that morning to a breakfast where all the Republican congressmen were there, and it was just a breakfast among them. And it was just the brotherhood there and the carrying on and cutting up and, I mean, it's a strong family of folks up there, which just made my heart feel good because, you know, you feel like you're the only person going up there and the world's going to be against you. But there's a lot of strong people, men and women, that are up there that I'll be serving with. And that made me feel much better.
And finally, I'll wind it down on this. Hurricane Sally, your constituents in South Mobile County there, how did you fare? What are you hearing on the recovery?
Mobile County did very well. We waited most of last week on FEMA to sign the final agreement. We went ahead. I made as county commissioner, I made the choice Thursday that we were going to go ahead and commit to picking up debris, because that's most of our phone calls right now. Friday afternoon, FEMA did come through with the contracts. Congressman Burns called to let me know. So FEMA's out. I'm actually in Baldwin County right now looking at some damage over here and trying to get an idea of how I can help over here after January. I think it's extremely important for me to get myself in a position that I understand what the needs are, not just in Mobile County, but also Baldwin County. Going to be important for our recovery, and you know how Baldwin County recovers has a lot to do with how Mobile County recovers. We did very well in the south part of the county. Obviously, we did have some damage, but the damage that they have over here in Baldwin County far exceeds anything that we see in Mobile County. It's pretty sad over here, especially these farms and some of these pecan groves. So anyway, we're going to see what we can do and be ready to hit the ground. Start working.
Yeah, it looks like when you know, we don't talk about that enough. I think it's easy to show the aerial footage of the damage of the storm, but the impact on the agriculture community.
Well, yeah, and any elected official, I mean, our first priority should be cut the red tape and let's get help to them. Let's do what we can do to get our folks safe, get our community safe, and worry about the details after that. And I think that's something that The elected officials over here in Baldwin County have done an incredible job. I've deliberately stayed out from over here. They didn't need a congressman wannabe over here snooping around. They didn't need another car over here riding around sightseeing. I'm over here today because I've actually got a couple appointments set up with a couple of mayors. I want them to tell me what their needs are and how I can help them. But the government should be here to help, not to hinder. And all these rules and regulations are really, that's something we fight every day.
Commissioner, we got to leave it there. If folks want to find out more about your campaign, find you on social media and tell them where to go.
Of course, Jeff. Thank you. Jerry Carr for Congress, www.jerrycarrforcongress, or Jerry Carr for Congress on Facebook page.
All right. As always, Commissioner, thank you for making time for us this morning.
Thank you, sir. And everyone be safe out there.
All right. We got to get a break in real quick. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5. In their news, laughing.